We're going to talk today about how to hear God's voice. How to hear God's voice. There are many voices in the world today, aren't there? Many voices in the world. Many of those voices want to tell you what you want to hear, even if it contradicts what God says. So how do we hear? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go through the Gospel of John here. We're going to read a handful of texts of Scripture. I'm going to show you what's in there, and then we'll see how it applies to us today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we are grateful and thankful for your love and your grace and your mercy. I'm thankful for all those folks that are here today. And Lord, it's a very fearful thing to be a pastor, to be an under-shepherd, to your people, your church, for those whom you died. And Lord, I just think of John where a hireling, when trouble comes, when the wolves come, they run away. And Lord, I know for myself, I don't want to do that. I want to stand firm on your truth and be used to help your sheep. And have the mind of Paul where it's follow me as I follow Christ. Lord, I do not know where everyone's at spiritually or emotionally, but Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit that you would guide and direct, encourage, exhort, rebuke, convict, lead and direct, Lord, to conform to your image as you see fit in every individual life. And Lord, ultimately, we want to be unified. We want to grow together, like it says in Ephesians 4, until we come into a complete man. Allow us to grow in grace and knowledge today, like 1 Peter tells us, that we may be conformed to your Son. We ask these in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so here in John chapter 5, we will look at verse number 31. John 5:31. And please, since just because I'm working on saying amen too much doesn't mean you have to. At any time, just pipe it out. All right, John 5:31. If I bear witness of myself, my testimony is not true. But there is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the testimony which he bears of me is true. You sent to John, and he bore witness of the truth. I did not receive testimony from man, but I said the things that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. I have greater testimony than that of John, the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do. Bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. The Father himself who has sent me has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. You do not have his word abiding in you. If you do not believe the one he has sent, you search the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. These are they who bear witness of me, yet you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, but you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe who receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me. For he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Interesting in this text of Scripture that Christ is speaking, right? And to a group of people that should know their whole lives as a child were raised, you know, in the synagogues, hearing about Jesus, hearing about God. Now, the Old Testament scriptures, if I'm following them, with a heart that loves the Lord thy God all my heart, soul, and mind, I will know when the Messiah has come. Correct? That's what Christ is saying. If you would have known the Old Testament scriptures like you should in your heart, then they speak of me, you would know me. You have not heard God's voice. What a scary thing to a people called to reflect God. Yeah. We're working on it. What a scary thing for God's people, His nation, His chosen people, to not have heard the Father's voice. What a scary thing that they have read the scriptures, but they haven't searched them. What a fearful thing to have the law ordained of God through Moses given to you and yet not know who that person is about. Because if you would have known the Father, if you would have known the scriptures, if you would have known the prophets, then you would have known me, but you don't know any of them. What a scary thing, the connection here in John 5 on if you would have known the Father. He also says the love of God is not in you. Interesting. What a scary, fearful thing that those who are representing God as a nation do not have the love of God in them. We tell our kids when we talk to them, when we communicate to them, we're talking to them. We'll speak to them and I'll ask them, okay, what did you hear? What did you hear? Because they're taking what I'm saying and it's going in their filter, right, their heart, and they're processing it the best they know how at their age, correct? So I'm not going to fault them for what they've heard. I'm going to fault myself for what I'm saying. I'm the one that should be more wise, correct, as the adult. So they'll repeat back to me, this is what I heard. And they'll tell me, they'll summarize. Excellent, that's exactly what I said. Now go and do. Or whatever the case is. That's exactly what I said, I'll live that out. Or I could see how that could be misunderstood. Here's what I mean by this, right? But their heart is open to listening. Christ is saying the same things in different ways so many times in the Gospels. And he keeps saying that you can't understand because you don't know my Father. So if you were just to dissect John chapter 5, the things that are withholding them from hearing God's voice is God's word is not abiding in them. God's word is not abiding in them. They're not searching the scriptures. The love of God is not in them. Okay, they don't have that. If these steps were taken place first, I'm talking about Old Testament to the Jews right now, okay? We're going to go into the New Testament here in a little bit for us. But in the context of the Old Testament here in John 5, they knew what was required of them to do. They are without excuse, correct? They know what to do and how to do it. You know, many times we can fault the teachers for not teaching correctly, and there's a lot of that. But then I read in Luke chapter 1 how they were Joseph knew the Lord, Zechariah knew the Lord, right? His wife Elizabeth, they knew God, they worshiped God. So even amongst false teachers, there are people that know how to do things correctly. If we go over to John chapter 8, and let's go down to verse 14. John 8:14. Jesus answered them, "Though I bear witness of myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet if I do judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me." Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." Jesus spoke these words in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one arrested him, for his hour was not yet come. So again, he's speaking truth. They're saying, you're speaking on your own behalf. He's saying, listen, I am physically, but there are many signs that point to me. There are over 40 Old Testament prophecies on just the Messiah being born and being lived out. Through Isaiah, through Psalm, you guys have read it, you know. Over 40, and for one to actually happen, the odds of one, they did the mathematical equation, it's like near impossible, and yet there's over 40? Again, you're going to see a common theme here. Christ said, you don't know me because you don't know my Father. Again, what a fearful thing. It's them not knowing the Father is hindering them from hearing the voice of God. God is literally speaking to them. Christ is God. Christ is God. There we go. And if Christ is God, which we believe that to be true, correct? He's deity. He is the creator. Colossians 1, you can't get around it. John 1:1, you can't get around it. Revelation, you can't get around it. Jesus Christ is the creator. Jesus Christ is God. We'll see here in a little bit. I may have wrote it down, but either way, they're going to take up stones and stone him because he says, before Abraham was I am, speaking of myself. I am saying I am, I am. So they take up stones to kill him, right? Because he made himself God, because he is God. God is literally speaking to them and they can't hear what he's saying. Can you imagine God speaking to his chosen people, who did all the work to get him going from Abraham on down, all the signs, all the writings, all the prophets, all the scriptures, and here's God speaking to them, and it's going right over their head. And he's saying, you don't know the Father because you don't know me. You don't know me because you don't know him. What I'm telling you are every word Christ spoke was literally the word of God. And it's people can't hear him. Now there are many who do. There are many who believe and many who follow. But we see time and time again, as a nation, they didn't know him. So what else do we see here in John? Let's stay here in chapter 8 and go to 42. 8:42. Now, here's where it gets real scary. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me. Ouch. For I came from God, I proceed into the world. I did not come of my own authority, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speaking? Does anybody not understand that question? Anybody confused about what he's asking? Why do you not understand my speaking? Here's why. He gives the answer, right? Because you cannot bear to hear my word. Christ, God, is not telling them what they wanted to hear. Oh, that's comical. Christ was God, the creator. In the flesh. That's not what I want to hear. Excuse me? Right? As if you have an opinion and an option on what God tells you. As if you have authority to tell God, that section I don't really want to hear about. Excuse me? On what authority are you going to tell me what you don't want to hear? What a fearful thing. The gall. They're so blind, they don't even recognize it's God himself. Do you see that? They're so hardened, this group right here in the context. Now again, many believe. Many go, many fall down at his feet and worship him, right? We see women, you know, washing his feet with their hair. We see people following him when they get healed. We see people who are blind yelling, "Thou son of David," understanding that he is God. So there is a group who do believe, right? Who are saying, "Yes, I'm all in. I believe you are him." But as a nation, they're going, "I don't want to hear that." I'll read it again for you. Verse 43, because you cannot bear to hear my word. Okay, so then what does that leave us with? Verse 44, you are of your father, the devil. That's powerful. You don't want to hear what I have to say, therefore you are of your father, the devil. You see the contrast? And you want to do the desires of your father, not capital F father, not creator father, the desires of the father, the devil. That's the desires you want to do. That's why you can't hear me. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and a father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word, therefore you do not hear them, because you are not of God. Now, in the context of the Old Testament, of the Jewish nation, they've been born and raised on what to hear, what to listen to. That entire time, that they are going through the motions, they are living out the desires of their father, the devil. The entire time, I'll say it again, that they're being raised in the scriptures and going through the motions because they're not being taught how to do it the right way. They're going through the motions and at the same time saying, Abraham is our father, Moses is our father. At the same time, they are actually following the desires of their flesh and following the desires of Satan. That's how religion works. And if you're not careful, that's how your God works. Not creator God, not savior God, the God that you want to tell you what you want to hear, to do what you want to do. You'll ignore God's voice, not that you can't hear him sometimes. You'll ignore because that's not what your desires are. Moving forward, 1 Corinthians tells us that our spirit, it bears witness with his spirit that we are his. So moving forward, you must be born again, right, to hear God's voice. The age of the Old Testament where God speaks through prophets is over. Now it's he speaks to you through the Holy Spirit, right? You went through it this morning in John. The Holy Spirit's going to come and teach you truth. He's going to teach you of me. He's going to guide you into all truth. Now, again, Christ is saying here in John 8, truth, 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 right? That's the Holy Spirit's job. It's to take what you're reading and what you're worshiping and say, here's what's truth and here's what's not. And I start to grow in grace and truth. 1 Peter. So the Holy Spirit has to be in me for me to hear God's voice. God is concerned about a relationship. If I am right now not working on my relationship as a child to a father, it is going to be hard for me to hear God's voice. I will look at hearing God's voice as this. What do I do? Not from a position of, this is who I am. Where do I go? Not, this is where I am. I'm abiding. I'm a child. I know God's will for my life day to day. If I am doing what God desires for me to do today, I will hear his voice. There is no, I don't hear God's voice. It's because you don't want to hear his voice daily. You're your own God, making your own choices, how you want to make them, when you want to make them. It is said that we make over 35,000 decisions a day. And how many of those are God involved in? There are a lot of voices out there that you will mistake for God. The Jews did it. We have Abraham. We have Moses. We have the law. No, you have those, but you don't know the Father. That is a work that's something attainable to you. You missed the heart. You missed it here. We're not hearing God's voice as children of God because we're not living it out right now. God's not important to me this minute, this hour. I don't take time for God right now. I don't purpose to know God throughout the day. I'm not planning to understand God. I'm talking as a nation, okay? What was your plan when you came in here today? What was your plan? Think about it for a second. What was my plan coming in here today? Keep thinking. Now stop. How many of those were focused on you? How many of those were focused on you helping others? What a fearful thing when God's children can't hear his voice. What hinders hearing God's voice? A lifestyle that rejects it in their day-to-day walk. A lifestyle doesn't make Christ preeminent right now. A lifestyle absence of abiding in him. A lifestyle absence of Romans 6, yielding to him. A lifestyle that's absent of me knowing my purpose and living out my purpose in Christ. A lifestyle that says, I'm here for me. You will tag along God to live out your life to benefit you. God's just a tag along. You can see it in your life. But he's not your life. When he becomes your life, you will hear God's voice constantly. Constantly. Not in a decision to make, but just day to day, living it out. I can't help but God's voice. I'm talking, you know, you can't hear God's voice. Why not? Oh, because you don't know him. You don't know him. Why? You don't want to take time to know him. Salvation is good for you because it benefits you. But to know him takes time. Takes practice on setting time aside to know him. I'm planning on knowing him. And when I plan something, I write it down. I plan it out. I want to dig in. Our Bible is the Word of God. And all you know of the Father, the Christ, the Holy Spirit, what to do in the New Testament, what to do as a church, is in there. I follow and listen to the voices that I plug in the most. They had the prophets. They had the law. That's not what they were listening to, though. They had it. You are of your father, the devil. Now, if you're born again, your father is the father. Amen. Your father isn't of the devil. But I want to caution us. What a fearful thing if God's children can't hear his voice. It's a reflection of the effort you're putting in to hear his voice, to know him. Yeah. I'm going back to saying amen, forget it. No, I'm just kidding. It is a reflection of the effort I put in. You know what's going to happen? Here's what will happen. You'll dive in. And you'll hear it. You're, whoa. That's amazing. That prompts me to want to hear more. Man, that's amazing. That prompts me to want to hear more. That's amazing. When I have a heart that's yielded, I don't care what God tells me to stop doing. I don't care what God tells me to start doing. I don't care. All I want is you. That's all I want. That's all I care about. Don't do this. Okay, what else? Do this. Absolutely, you got it. The more I hear and the more I act on, the more I do, the more I realize I'm over here. I don't want to be anywhere else. The Word of God isn't boring to me anymore. Church service isn't boring to me. It's not a bother to go to a service for an hour. I don't look at ways to get out of it. Why? Because I focus on God. It's your body gathering. Use me to edify your body. Amen. Yeah, there we go. We're getting it. Use me. I stop planning things to escape getting out of hearing God's voice, hearing his voice. I start planning things to provide opportunities to hear his voice. And as I live and as I abide, scripture's on my mind throughout the day, I can go to work all day and still hear God's voice. Because I want to. In my heart. I don't separate it. It's not, well, I'm at work now. That goes away. That file's closed. No, it's fluid. It's flowing in me. Why? I desire it. I want it. Believe it or not, it actually helps me throughout the day. It actually helps me to walk with the Father, walk in the Spirit, walk in love, walk in the fruit of the Spirit, to abide in Him. It actually helps me. Wow, what a novel thought, Lord. Everything that God commands, there are over 140 commands in the New Testament for a believer. Everything God commands me to do, as I've been living out hearing His voice, I go, what else? You got it. I don't mind. It's not a bother to me. I start doing things spiritually. As someone's talking to me, I'm analyzing through the Spirit what's going on because I'm hearing God's voice. They're saying this, but they're not saved, so don't hold it to them. Right? I'm not offended. I get burdened, right? I get burdened for where they're at, what I hear. I see society and I don't go, oh man, God bless. I go, hey, they're not saved. I'm seeing what they're not, and if they are, they're not walking in the Spirit. So why would it shock me? Now, am I burdened? Absolutely. Am I concerned? Totally. But it's not consuming me to where that's all I'm hearing. And the Word of God is dull to my ears. I'm not living out my life and my pleasure so much that when I read God's word, I go, man, I'm not hearing anything. Do you understand the power that thing has? It is living. It is literally alive. That's God's word. Now, just because, now I want to make this point real quick. Just because an event in history has happened in the scripture does not make it any less alive. God's word is alive. Just because Genesis 1:1 is done does not mean it's not alive still, right now. Just because David and Goliath and all those Old Testament stories, not stories, but truths, are completed in a moment of time does not make it any less alive. We go into the epistles, in Ephesians and Colossians and Philippians, and we look at how to order our church. I go to Timothy and Titus to know, how do I pastor? Why? It's still alive. We are laying our foundation on an event that has taken place and done thousands of years ago, but it's still alive for us today. And if I can't hear what this has to tell me, something is wrong. Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. I'm not going to say that because I think that if you're saved, you still have the right father. But what voice are you listening to? What's tripping you up? What flesh do you keep giving into? Why aren't you planning to hear God's word? Why aren't you setting a time to hear it? Is it because you're afraid of what he might say? Are you afraid? That's a selfish brat, isn't it? What a selfish brat. God, I'm having too much fun doing it my way. I don't want to hear what you have to say. That's a spoiled child. What a fearful thing. We're getting it. Spoiled. Arrogant. Immature. It's funny because we can analyze real quick as I'm saying a nation of believers. That kid's spoiled. Yeah, spank that kid. Interesting. And do you live the same way spiritually? Should God have to spank you? I hope not. Chastisement's for young believers, not mature. I can't control what the nation does. I can't control what you do. But here's what I can control. What I do. I can control me. You can't control me. I can't control you. But as a body, here's the direction that we're going. This body, under this leadership, we only have one pastor, so keep praying for me. I want and desire God's children, God's people, to hear God's voice. That I can control. This is the direction that we're going. It's the direction we've always gone. Now, what do you want? It's a fearful thing for the child of God to not hear his voice. What's going on in you that's holding you up from hearing his voice? First John tells us there's no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear because fear hath torment. Don't be afraid of what God has for you, because it is only the best. There we go. It's only the greatest. Think about this. I think I'm almost done. I'm not sure yet. I'm getting close to being done. If my Heavenly Father only, always, continually, only has my best interest, wouldn't I want to hear what he has to say? Wouldn't I want to allow it to influence me? Even if I'm a little afraid at first in my flesh, I go, okay, Lord, that's what faith is. I'm acting on what you're saying. I haven't seen it yet or experienced it yet, but just what you're saying, so, okay, here I go. And no matter what action happens my way, isn't going to stop me from keep going forward. They rejected God himself. They rejected the Creator. No, it's so humbling, too, on a side note, that 50 days later, those that actually put him on the cross, he saved. Mind-boggling. God's grace. If you're stuck right now, you don't have to be. All your worldly planning needs to go bye-bye. In reflection to, I'm planning on knowing him now. I want to know you now. And I want to know you right now. I want to know you tonight. I want to know you tomorrow. I want to hear you. They go together. That's what I'm trying to say. You have to know the Father through the Scriptures. You have to know what he has for you in the epistles, Ephesians, Galatians, Colossians, all those, right? You have to know that. It has to be in you. I have to listen to that voice so I can hear that voice. I don't know what that voice sounds like. It's going to sound like the Bible. God's voice is going to sound like Ephesians chapter 5. Walk in love. God's voice is going to sound like 1 John, Peter. It's going to sound and resemble Colossians. It's going to sound like Philippians. Isn't that amazing? And if you don't know those, you don't know him. It's up to us to take time to know him. We plan things constantly, right? We're constantly planning. We're very disciplined people. Is it to know our Heavenly Father now? So I'm not in shock and awe when I get to heaven, which I think we still will. Am I living as if heaven's real now? Because I know the Father, I know His Word, I hear His voice. Or is the Word of God dull to me? Do I not feel the power of the Lord when I listen to this? When I read it, there's no power there. There's a sin holding you up. And right now, we know exactly what that sin is. Or sins. I'm not going to tell you what to do. All I'm going to say is it's a fearful thing for God's children to not hear His voice and be obedient. And I'll let you decide what you want to do between you and your Savior, your King, the head of your church. Your body is His temple. You're not accountable to me. You're accountable to the Father. Let's pray. Father, this was actually meant to be kind of an encouraging light sermon, Lord. I don't know. I still hope it is. Lord, many folks in this nation, all across the world for that matter, are having a hard time hearing your voice because, just like in the book of John, your word isn't abiding in them. They're not searching the scriptures. Your love isn't in them. They don't have faith in the scripture. They don't know you. They want to hear what Satan has to tell them because it does encourage the flesh. It does please us in our desires in the flesh. Lord, I believe all of us here want to hear your voice. And if that means confessing a sin, Lord, allow us to confess it and forsake it. I'm so thankful for 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we're afraid, Lord, to hear your voice, because what you might have us do or say or go, I pray that you would take the sin of fear away and that they would confess it. I ask that we would all walk out of here with the power of the Holy Spirit being filled in our lives because we're hearing your voice through the scripture. We're not conjuring it up ourselves. We're simply yielding, like Romans 6 says, to you and your truth. Lord, I ask that you would guide your people to conform to your image, and that they would be a better reflection of you as of today, because you're worth it. Lord, the decisions that were made today, the prayers that were prayed today, I pray that you would see them through and encourage them to live them out. Bless now our afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.